Welcome to episode 49 and season 3 of Leading People with me, Jerry Murray. When I kicked off this podcast back in January 2021, little did I know it would grow into this wonderful community we've built together. So a massive thank you to each incredible guest who shared their wisdom and to you, our listeners, both the loyal followers and those just joining us. Your support means the world. Remember to hit subscribe on your go-to podcast app to stay updated with all our latest episodes. And hey, if you enjoy our chats, why not share the love? Pass a link on to your friends and colleagues. This season, we're shaking things up a bit. We're broadening our horizons to include some of the brightest minds in the business world, alongside our usual lineup of authors and thinkers. From HR mavens to leadership gurus, you'll get insider views on navigating leadership and talent management in today's dynamic environment. Expect real stories, challenges, and cutting-edge practices. Let's give you a little taster of what's in store. First up, we have Eva Maurer, shining a light on the evolution of HR development and change management. She's rethinking how we support and facilitate learning in the workplace, moving away from old school teaching to a more collaborative approach.
So I think, well, I really started with the idea that HR needs to be very clever, smart person who knows, for example, what effective leadership means. Yeah. So very often we are hired and then someone is telling us how we are in the middle of a change process and you need to push and be the driver of this change process. And then we are starting to create products and it doesn't work. Very often it doesn't work and there is a lot of resistance. And what I've learned is to take this resistance as a really value-adding information. Yeah.
Then Gustavo Rossetti joins us with his fresh perspective on employee engagement and leadership's role in shaping culture and expectations.
And also one thing that's important, it's collective, it's like collective trust. Trust happens between two people. Psychological safety is something that the entire team provides. So we all make it happen. It's not just a leader's responsibility. The leader can do a lot of things. They can model it. But if the team members don't contribute to it, it's like a safety net that people are holding. So when I take the leap, it's going to be safe for me to take that risk. So how can we do it? It's about modeling participation. We know that, for example, turn-taking, making sure that each team member has their chance to speak up, it's critical. We always say that leaders should always go last to make sure they don't influence people with their own ideas. However, there are exceptions. When we want to model a risk-taking, when we want to model vulnerability, for example, acknowledging our own mistakes, we would like the leaders to be the first to talk. So they basically create that environment.
After that, Sébastien Tranchant takes us behind the scenes of HR in the automotive sector, sharing how to balance high performance with a nurturing work culture.
And I learned a wonderful way of behaving like an authentic leader in Toyota. And I really fall in love with one word, and I share this word with all my teams since then. So it's a Japanese word, mendomi. And it's really powerful because it's combined two different notions. The first one is being very demanding, setting high expectation, high standard. And the second notion is benevolence, caring, being kind, taking care of the others. And the Japanese often explaining was, treat your team members as you would treat your own family members. Because with your kids, for example, you have strong ambitions for your kids, a strong expectation, you are very demanding with them, you want them to have a good result at school, you want them to succeed in their career, you want them to be very happy. So you are really setting the bar very high. But in the same time, you take care of them, you develop them, you give them your own time, your listening, and so on.
And we welcome back Brian Moran, who's challenging us to rethink accountability, framing it as a choice and commitment rather than a burden.
But we have a very different view of accountability. And that's what makes it uncommon, is that I think most people think about accountability and certainly experience accountability as negative consequences. Most of the places you hear accountability spoken about is in a situation where someone's done something wrong and someone in authority is going to punish them. And that is not accountability. I mean, that's consequences. But you watch the news tonight, doesn't matter where you're at in the world, and someone will have done something they shouldn't have, and someone's going to say, hey, we're going to hold this person accountable. And what they're talking about is they're going to punish them. They're going to prosecute them. They're going to fine them. They're going to put them in something like that. And that's fine, right? But that's not accountability. That's consequences. And so we're kind of on a quest to help people really understand what accountability is and the true power of it.
With so much to look forward to, we're returning to a bi-weekly release schedule to keep the insights coming. We're also rolling out some special offers from our guests, so be sure to peek at the show notes for some exclusive goodies. And in the spirit of community, we're now on LinkedIn, Facebook, and X. You know, the artist formerly known as Twitter. Follow us there for regular nuggets of wisdom on leadership, HR, and talent management. You'll find all the links in the show notes. And before we sign off, I have a wee favor to ask you. If you liked today's preview and are buzzing for season 3, please drop us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback is like gold dust because it helps us grow and reach more folks who are enthusiastic about leadership just like you. So please go on, give us your thoughts. It truly makes a difference. And in the same vein, we're also keen to hear from you. Have you got questions, topics, or ideas you're burning to explore? Shoot them our way because we're toying with the idea of a Q&A segment. If we get enough of your curious questions, we'll make it happen. Because your voice could shape the future of leading people, making our conversations even more engaging and relevant for our listeners. Next up, we dive deeper with Ava Maurer, exploring transformative strategies in HR that are redefining leadership and learning. Trust me, you won't want to miss her game-changing insights. So, until next time, keep leading, keep learning, and keep connecting.